You have your Bible tonight. Turn with us to Isaiah chapter number 9. In Isaiah chapter number 9, the Bible says, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with wisdom and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." I want to preach tonight about what the Bible's talking here about, a great gift. And I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be our help, on this thought: the greatness of the gift. The greatness of the gift. As we see this, the Bible tells us it's a fulfillment of a promise that God has already made. God told them back in the garden after they had sinned that He would take care of that. He said there'd be an adversary that would come up in the devil and the demon of hell. But praise God, I'm glad, amen, that there's a God of heaven that's already made us a promise that He would take care of that rascal for me and you. I'm glad I don't have to contend against the devil. I'm glad I've got one a contender. Praise God. I've got one that's already won the victory. He's already performed a battle. He's already given us the victory through Jesus Christ our Savior. He's already, praise God, the devil is a defeated foe. You say, well, he don't even know it. He knows he's defeated. He knows his time's limited. Amen. That's why he's fighting so hard right now. That's why he's after our children, our children's children, our people. He wants to destroy and tear down. But I'm glad we've got a God in heaven who loves us and cares for us. And he's there to deliver us unto himself one day in a little while. And see, we see here in Isaiah chapter 9 that this is the fulfillment of a promise. If you look back in Isaiah chapter number 7 and verse number 14, the Bible's even speaking to us, and he's speaking to the house of David. And it says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Amen. So the Bible tells us, amen, that the Lord Jesus Christ, when he come to earth on that first Christmas morn, that was a fulfillment of a promise that God had made. Ain't you glad God keeps his promise? Amen. If God didn't keep his promise, we'd be in a mess. Amen. But I'm glad that God keeps his promise. Amen. He made a promise that he'd do something. Praise God. And he's always kept his promise. If you look in the book of Luke, chapter number 1. Amen. In Luke chapter number 1 tonight, we can see how God kept his promise to an old priest named Zechariah. Zechariah was working, he was serving in the temple. And God Almighty sent the Holy Ghost of God down to Zechariah. Praise God. And Zechariah was troubled, and the Bible said that fear fell upon him. But an angel of God spoke to him, and he said this in verse number 13. He said, "Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shall call his name John." Praise God. Hey, listen, ain't you glad God keeps his promise? He just as he kept his promise to that old priest, Zechariah, he'll keep his promise to me and you. Praise God, if he's made you a promise, let's just hold him to his promise. You say, "Preacher, how do I do that?" By believing upon the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Ghost of God. And Brother Billy, he'll touch your heart, he'll touch in objects, he'll touch in lives and situations. You say, "Well, preacher, I've been praying. God, save my people, save my children, save my love. Save my mama, my brothers, my sister, whatever it might be." And God ain't saved them yet. Amen. I won't say God's still keeping promises. We just need to pray believing that God is going to hear and answer that prayer. And God is going to keep his promises that he's made. Amen. To you and me. Well, what a blessing it is just to be a child of God. Amen. And realize those precious promises come from God to us for God's glory. Amen. So God began to pray. Zechariah began to pray, and God began to answer that prayer. And he told him, said, "Nay," he said, "you're going to have a son." But not only did he tell him to have a son, he said, "For he shall be." He said, "Thou shalt have," verse 14, "have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb." Hey, my sister said, "Hey, God's going to hear, God's going to answer your prayers. God God's going to fulfill His promise. Amen. God kept His promise, praise God, to old Zechariah. Elizabeth conceived and buried her womb. Praise God. The Holy Ghost of God was there in John Baptist. And John Baptist come out there with a shout. And the Bible said that he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad the greatness of the gift. Now, that's what we're talking about tonight. It was a great gift that God Almighty gave to Zechariah and Elizabeth. I pray God when she conceived, buried her womb, old John the Baptist, and ain't none like unto John. Jesus said Himself, He said, "He's not a man like unto John." But praise God, he wasn't the Christ, a Redeemer, praise God. But he was a promise that was made for God. Amen. He was that promise of one coming to make straight the path. I pray God for the Lord Jesus Christ to tell people that there's a soon coming Savior to point the way. Praise God unto repentance. And folks would be ready with their heart right to receive the Lord Jesus Christ when He come. Amen. Pray God, would God today, amen, that we'd realize the greatness of the gift that we have in Lord Jesus Christ, that we could help prepare the hearts of those so they'd be ready when He comes. Amen. When He knocks on their heart's door and tells them He loves them and they'd like to save Him. Save them, praise God, by His marvelous grace. But we see God Almighty in His greatness, His magnificence. He began to say that John would be great in the sight of the Lord, and He was. Amen. The Lord said He's none like John the Baptist. Amen. Praise God. He was faithful. He's preaching the gospel. He was loving God. Amen. Wasn't partaking in the world, praise the Lord. Following in the footsteps, praise God, of a holy and righteous God, listening to the Lord. Amen. And a servant unto God. Amen. He said, "He shall be great in the sight of the Lord." But then we see in Luke chapter 1 and verse 32, it is said, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He would be great. He said, and He's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see verse 31 said, "Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shalt call His name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto Him the throne of His father David, and He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of His kingdom there shall be no end." Amen. So He tells us that John the Baptist is going to be great in the sight of the Lord. Amen. But He says about the Lord Jesus Christ that He shall be great. Amen. Praise God. He's going to be a great Redeemer. He's going to be a great Savior. He's going to be one of the greatest men. Praise God. He's going to be the greatest man that ever lived. The Lord Jesus Christ. When we look unto Him, the author and the finisher of faith. Amen. And the greatness of His magnificence and His power and His might and His strength and His victory. Praise God, we can shout around realizing that we belong with Him and Him with us. Praise God throughout eternity, world without end this evening. Amen. Praise God, we're a part of something that's greater than this world. Amen. Praise God, He was great. The Bible said He shall be great. He is great. He'll be great. He's always great. Praise God. There's nothing small. There's nothing insignificant about the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the most magnificent thing this world has to offer. Amen. Praise God. The Bible said Jesus, He said, He shall be great. Amen. Not only did He say He shall be great, but in Luke chapter 7, verse 16, it said that Jesus is the great prophet. Amen. Now, what does that mean today to me and you? I'm talking about the greatness of the gift that God Almighty has sent to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said He is the great prophet. He's the one that has the answers. He's the one that knows the volume of the book. He's the one that gives us the truth, praise God, through the word of the gospel. That begins to speak to our hearts that we might have victory in Jesus. I love that old song, praise God. I'm glad we can sing it from our hearts and believe it because the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He is that great prophet. He is that one, praise God, that has the words of wisdom, the words of righteousness and godliness that He can convey to us that we might take it and believe upon Him. Amen. We might receive that help, praise God, from the throne of grace. Amen. What a prophet we have in Lord Jesus. Amen. Have you ever thought about His ministry? How Jesus ministered the precious word of God? And like that old blind man this morning said, "Hey, who is he?" He said, "He's a prophet." Amen. Praise the Lord. He's a prophet. He has the words. He has words even of eternal life. Praise His holy name. Not only is He a great God, a great prophet, but He's a great God and a great Savior. Titus chapter 2 and 13. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's a great God. Amen. There's nothing small about Him. But praise God, He's large and in charge. Praise God, He's not only a great God, but He's the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus, that's a Savior. Praise God. Christ, the anointed one of God. Amen. The reason He's a Savior is because He come with anointing from God Almighty. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way. Without Him, we'd not be saved. We'd not have a road of salvation. But I'm glad tonight because Jesus Christ came, because He is great God and the Savior, Jesus Christ. He can be our Savior today. Amen. He's our Lord, our Savior, the great God. Amen. Who ministers the hearts and the minds of His people. He does those things for us, praise God, for His glory. You realize when God, the greatness of God is magnified in His glory. Amen. He gets glory, praise God, out of everything He does for me and you, praise the Lord. He needs to get glory out of, He will get glory out of, whether we want to give it to Him or not, praise God. The angels in heaven will give Him glory. They're flying through the air up our glory tonight, hollering, holy, holy, holy. Amen. To a holy and a righteous God. Amen. Giving Him glory and praise in the portals of heaven. One day in a little while, children, we'll be there with them. I can see them as we're there at the feet of the cross, foot of the throne of grace. And they're flying through there saying, holy, holy, holy. And we get gets a tore up. We'll have her just waving her hands. Maybe not able to say a word. Praise God. But knowing that we're in the presence of a holy and a righteous God. A great God. Amen. The greatest gift that's ever given is the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, praise God. A great God and a Savior, Jesus Christ our Lord. No wonder Titus was excited when he was talking about Jesus, when he was talking about the greatness of this man, the greatness of this Savior, the greatness of his Savior. We ought to be excited about the Lord. Amen. We ought to be excited about the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Lord and Savior, praise God. He's a great God who's able to help us this evening. Amen. You say, why is He able to help us, praise God? Because He is our great high priest. Amen. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14, the Bible says He is a great high priest. Amen. He's able, praise God, to minister for me and you. He's able to offer up those offerings of sacrifice. He's able to be a mediator of one between us and God. He is the great high priest. A great high priest for you and I. Amen. There's none like Him. Amen. They've been earthly priests. Some of these new versions of the Bible try to push a point back to a earthly priesthood. But I want to say there's only one great and high priest, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He offers up a sacrifice. What offering does He make, Pastor Jeff? He offered up the sacrifice of Himself for the saving of humanity. Amen. He offered up the sacrifice of Himself. The blood of bulls and of lambs and of goats and of rams wasn't enough, praise God. But the sacrifice, when He had made one sacrifice of Himself, the Bible said He sat down at the right hand of the Father in glory. Amen. As our great high priest. Ain't you glad tonight we have a great high? I'm talking about the greatness of the gift that we've received through God Almighty when He gave His only begotten Son for our sinners like us. He came to earth, praise God, to live, to love, to bleed, to die for you and me. Praise His holy name. Not only is He a great high priest, but Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20, said He is that great shepherd of the flock. Amen. Said He is that great shepherd of the flock. Amen. I want to say He's the greatest shepherd that they've ever been. Amen. Praise God. You say, how do you know that, preacher? Because Jesus Christ Himself, He says, praise God, all that God give Him, all that the Father give Him, Brother Junior, He said, I haven't lost one. Amen. Hey, there's not a shepherd in the world that shepherds sheep and tries to bring them through that don't lose one every now and then. No matter how good they are, something's going to get one of them every now and then. But I want to say tonight, the great high shepherd, that great high shepherd of the sheep, the Lord Jesus Christ, He's lived, He's called us unto Himself. Praise God. And when we come unto Him with all our heart, our mind, our body, our soul, and our strength, praise God, He's putting us in a capable hand of God the Father. And He says one day He'll present us as the Lord of hosts, praise God, before God Almighty. And He said, hey, here, He'll usher us in the portals of glory. And He'll say, hey, Father, here they are, all that You've given me, praise God. They're everyone here. You can count them. I haven't lost a one. Amen. He is that great high. He is that great shepherd of the sheep. Amen. As a shepherd of the sheep, praise God, He's able to touch our hearts. He knows what we need before we ever need it. Hello? Before we ever realize we have a need, God already knows what's ahead for us. Have you ever thought about that? At the shepherd, sometimes when we get kind of rebellious, amen, and the Lord puts on our heart to go this direction or do this, go in that direction, and we balk on Him just a little bit, but I'm glad the great shepherd, praise God, He knows exactly what the flock needs. He knows where the good water is. He knows where the good pasture is. He knows where the good fellowship of the sheep is, and praise God, if we'll listen to Him, He'll lead us in the paths. Praise God, He'll take us in the right direction. He'll keep us from harm, praise. Well, glory, I'm glad I've got a great shepherd, praise God, of the flock tonight. Amen. He leads us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Amen. Glory be to God. Helps us to walk therein. Amen. We can see God Almighty moving tonight in a mighty way as the shepherd of our lives. Amen. As we go through here, we get so caught up sometimes of wondering what we're going to do and when we're going to do it and how we're going to get by. But I want to say this, the God of heaven's already got it figured out for us. He knows exactly where we're at tonight. He knows exactly every situation. There's none of this taking Him by surprise. Amen. I said there's none of this that's going on in this world that's taking Him by surprise. He's dealt with this. He's dealt with a whole lot more. Amen. And He's brought His people through. Oh, Moses got the children of Israel. Dealt with all the hardships down there in Egypt. Finally, Moses, God sent him over there to the people, and he said, you go over there and you bring them out. Of course, Moses said he wasn't very smart, he said, I don't even know how to speak properly, so I'll send Aaron with you. Just go down there and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Amen. Hey, listen, young, it's about time, praise God, that we put our faith and trust in the great shepherd, the great God of heaven, the great gift that was given us from the portals of glory, and just say, hey, listen, I pray, God, Lord, I want you to pray. I pray and ask you, just have the old devil make him let our people go. Amen. Moses went down there, praise God, and he told Pharaoh, he said, didn't he let my people go, that we might go out and worship God. Amen. Of course, you know the story. Pharaoh said, yeah, and he said, no, and yeah, no, and yes, and no. Praise God. And all the plagues of Egypt come upon that land. Amen. But the children of Goshen over there, praise God, they weren't affected by the plagues of that place except for the screaming and the crying over in the regions of the damned over there in Egypt. But praise God, I'm glad one day Moses got them, and Pharaoh said, all right, I've had enough. He said, you take these people and you get them out of here. Go ahead, take them out of my sight. Amen. Oh, Moses load them up. They gathered them up. They get to gathering up stuff, not a few, praise God. Dishes and silver and gold and everything else. Amen. They loaded up, and they headed out of that place. And about that time, old Pharaoh decided because of his old hard heart that he was going to stop them. But God Almighty said, no, not so fast. Amen. He put up a flame of fire and he stopped there. It's Pharaoh's chariots in their tracks. I won't say that was the great shepherd. That was the God of heaven. Praise God that done that. And old Moses said, he just held up that staff that God had given him. And God Almighty, through the power of his nostrils, blowed on that water at night. And it parted. And the Bible said the next morning they went by on dry land. Amen. Praise God that that thing stood up in a heap. Amen. The Red Sea, praise God, and they went across that thing. Now, there's a bunch of crazy people in this world said, well, said that wasn't really a very deep place. It was more like a swampy marsh. And they just went across in a little swampy marshy place. Oh, boy, what a miracle that was. And all Pharaoh's army was drowned in a swampy marsh. Glory be to God. That's even a bigger story than him drying it up. Amen. Praise God. But the Bible said he, that thing congealed. It stood up in a heap. Praise God. And they went through on dry land. You say, what was that? I'm saying that's the great shepherd of the sheep. I'm making a path in a wilderness. Praise God. For them to trod through, to march through, to walk through. Praise God. For the glory of God. And he brought them out on the other side, shouting and appraising and giving God glory. Amen. How many times tonight? I'm talking about the greatness of the gift that we have, Lord Jesus Christ. How many times has he brought us out on the other side of shouting and giving God glory? Amen. Praise God. What made the difference? The difference is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The difference is the Lord, praise God, in hearts and minds of his people. That's what made the difference. That's what makes the difference, praise God. Jesus Christ is the difference. The Bible tells us back over in Isaiah chapter number 9. And God's laying this thing out here, and he's talking about the great gift, the greatest gift that's ever been given to man. In chapter number 9, he talks about the gift of God, and the difference in the Lord Jesus Christ, the difference that he makes. The Bible says in verse number 1, praise God, he's the difference between light and darkness. Amen. Praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ is that difference between light and darkness. When we walk in the Lord Jesus Christ, we walk in the light as he is the light. But when we reject him and push him away and refuse him, he said, we're walking in the dark and we can't see where we're going. I don't know about you. I don't like to stumble around in the dark. I want to be able to see where I'm going. Amen. You know, there's a lot of places in this world, Brother Junior, you get out and stumble around in the dark, you might step on a rattlesnake. Or a copperhead. It's just waiting for something to come along for it to sink its teeth into. I'm glad, praise God, it's better to walk in the light. As Jesus Christ is in the light, praise God, he'll be that light for you because he is that great shepherd of the sheep. Bless his holy name. He's that light in darkness. He's that life, amen, and not death. He's that difference between life. I don't know about you. I want to have life. He said, we can have life, Lord Jesus Christ, and have it abundantly. Amen. Praise God. Hey, I don't care nothing about death. Amen. Praise God. But you know what? I don't worry about a whole lot of it. That's a shadow. The Bible speaks many places, praise God. When it comes to a child of God, comes to one of God's little sheep, praise God, they go through the shadow of the valley of death. Amen. It's just a shadow, praise God. And praise God. And I've told you before, as long as we keep our eyes on the light, praise God, that shadow's going to always be behind you. Amen. Hey, glory. Somebody will just jump up and shout, Brother Scott, if we'll keep our eyes on Lord Jesus Christ, keep marching on for him, praise God, not turning our head to the left or the right, but just keep our eyes focused on the light, praise God, that shadow of death will always be behind us. And the Bible teaches it one day, praise God, we'll overshadow the shadow of death, praise God, and we'll strip out of here and go to glory. Amen. One of these days I'm going to leave this old shadow of my life, Brother Billy, behind me. Amen. One of these days I'm going to go out of here because of the greatness of the gift that I have in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. That marvelous light that's shining in my heart. Shining yours also if you're a child of God. One of these days, in a little while, we're going to go out of here. The Bible says the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. And they dwell in the land of the shadow of death. Upon them hath the light shine. Amen. That light gives you light. Amen. To help you to realize where you're at, what you need, where you're going. Amen. So that light, he's light in the darkness. He's life, praise God, instead of death. And he's joy instead of sorrow. In verse number 3, he said, that thou hast multiplied a nation and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest. And as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, there's joy in sorrowful times. Amen. I'm glad we can still have joy today. There's a lot of sorrow in this world. There's things happening that's a contrary to us all around us. But I'm thinking, praise God, there's got, that because of the greatness of the gift that we have in Lord Jesus Christ, amen, we still have victory in him. Joy over sorrow. Amen. Joy over the sorrow in this world. Verse number 4 said, for thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor as in the day of Midian. God Almighty says, hey, listen, said we come out shouting, praise God, in a place of joy. Amen. Praise God, because we're no longer in bondage. Amen. Praise God. We've got joy instead of sorrow. Amen. Praise God. We've got freedom instead of bondage today. We've got freedom in Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Freedom to shout. Freedom to praise. Freedom to worship. Freedom to ask Him of our petitions. Praise God. That we might receive them unto the Lord. Praise His holy name. Sorrow, praise God. Joy instead of sorrow. Freedom instead of bondage. You say, how come? Because of what God has done for us. In His precious word of truth. He said, verse 6 says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon His shoulder. And His name shall be called. Now notice these names of the Lord. The Bible said, the government shall be upon His shoulder. In other words, the government, government of your life is upon the shoulder of God. Amen. Yeah, listen, if you let Him carry it, you won't have to. Hello? If we'll let God carry our burden, He said, cast your burden on me, for I care for you. Amen. The government of the burden of your life, praise God, is upon Him if you'll let Him. He said, I'll swap loads with you. Amen. If you'll let me. He said, I'll swap with you, praise God. I'll take your burden, and you take mine. And He proclaims the help He has. If we'll let Him help us, He helps us in all of His names that He has right here. Because the Bible says that He is called, His name shall be called Wonderful. Is there anything that's better than the Lord Jesus Christ? I mean, hey, listen, I'll just be honest. I've tried a lot of things in this world. Some of them I'm not proud of. But the most magnificent thing I've ever tried, and I liked it, praise God, was a wonderful Lord Jesus Christ. He's been wonderful in my life. I don't have any complaints at all about what Jesus has done for me. I don't have nothing but praise to give Him for His goodness and His mercy and His love. Amen. He's called Wonderful. And the reason for that is because He's been a counselor. Has the Lord been a counselor in your life? He counsels you. I mean, we can get counsel from a lot of people in this world, can't we? But praise God, I'm glad today's godly counsel comes from the Lord. He's wonderful, and He's a counselor. He tells us where we're at. He tells us what we need. He tells us what to avoid. He lets us know how much the Father loves Him. He draws us with His counsel. Amen. Shows us the goodness of His precious word and truths. He said He's the mighty God. I'm saying if we'll let God, His name, praise God, be the program of our life and proclaim Him in our life. His name be every name that He has here be a blessing in our lives. Amen. He says He's a mighty God. Now, I don't know to you, when I think about a mighty God, I think one's able to take care of anything that comes my way. Amen. Anything that comes my way, praise God, my mighty God is able to take care of it. He's a mighty God, even to me. He's an everlasting Father. Now, an everlasting Father is one that cares for you all the time. He's one that won't let you go, praise God. He's one that won't quit caring and loving on you. But He'll care and love for you, praise God, all of your days. Amen. He's that everlasting Father. He's that one that's eternal. He's that one that's always going to be there. Amen. I'm talking about the greatness of the gift that we have in Lord Jesus Christ as He proclaims it here in the book of Isaiah. Not only He's the everlasting Father, but the Bible said He's the Prince of Peace. Amen. He's the Prince of Peace. In other words, He's the one that brings peace. When He was here, He lived here, and He offered us peace. And He said, my peace I leave with you. Amen. How did He have a peace, brother? He had a peace with God the Father. Amen. He had a peace with God the Father. And He said, I'll leave my peace here with you. Amen. That it might bring glory to my name. So you can have peace in your heart. Peace that passes understanding. Peace that people can't even explain. We have it today as the children of God because of Jesus Christ and His magnificence, because of who He is, the greatness of the gift that we have in Christ Jesus, who came to earth on that first Christmas morn. He left the portals of glory, left God the Father. Amen. Whenever sin came into the world and they said, there's got to be something to take care of this sin. And Jesus said, Father, I'll go. Amen. When He said, Father, I go, you talk about the greatness of those words. The greatness of the gift, the greatness of the Son, the greatness of the promise that was kept, the promise that was made, promise that was kept in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. He said if we'll just realize the difference that Jesus Christ makes today. Now the proud won't like it. He goes on. Isaiah said the proud won't like what they find in the Lord. Amen. Israel, nor the kingdom, praise God. Assyria was coming down upon them. They didn't know what to do. God had to chasten them, but He chastened them in love. Amen. Amen. You know God chastens us, but when He does, He chastens us because He loves us. Because He's our Heavenly Father. Amen. He rebukes us because He loves us. But praise God. And when we don't listen, when we won't submit, then He judges us. Amen. He puts us through the ringer, if you will, to make us realize that we need some help. But even when He judges, praise God, He said His hand never leaves us. I like it in verse number 12. He said, but His hand is stretched out still. Amen. They reject Him. They turn away from Him. The Bible says in verse 17, said, but His hand is stretched out still. Amen. They walked in darkness and they chose not the light. In verse 16 said, the leaders of the people caused them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. He said the people that should have been the very people that should have led them right was leading them in the wrong path. But God Almighty looked down and said, but His hand is stretched out still. Amen. He said, they didn't turn to the Lord so He could turn from His anger. But said, even in His anger, said His hand is stretched out still. Amen. I want to say that tonight, church, listen to me. The God of heaven, His hand is stretched out still to all who will reach up and take that hand. Amen. Because of the greatest gift that we've ever known, the love of a holy and righteous God, as He's reaching down to us and He's helping us, He's drawing us, He's trying to pull us and take us up, draw us unto Himself. Amen. A church without spot or blemish. Amen. One that's here to receive help. These folk, He said, they could have been led in the right direction, but they was leading them in the wrong way. But even in that God was still reaching down His hand. He said, but His hand is still, it is stretched out still. I want to say this, listen, and I'm done. God Almighty still reaching down. His hand's stretched out still. His hand's reaching out still to a lost and a dying world. He's reaching out to us, praise God, asking us to take hold of His hand. He said, listen, it's a time of turmoil. It's a time of trouble. You don't know what's coming, but He said, I do. He's reaching down. Even tonight, church, He's reaching down with His hand. He said, will you take My hand? Will you go with Me? Will you follow Me? Will you allow Me, the greatness of the gift, God Almighty, to lead you in the path of righteousness for My name's sake? Amen. You know what God's saying there? He said, praise God. He said, I want to bring you out, praise God, for My glory. I want to show you what I can do for you if you'll let Me. God Almighty, the greatest gift that's ever given, was given on that first mission. He was given. The promise was kept in Jesus Christ our Savior. He's reaching down, stretching forth His hand to a lost and a dying world. He's stretching down to you and I. And He said, would you reach up just enough for Me to get a hold of you? Praise God. Hey, He reaches way down further than we can reach up. But if we'll reach up, all we got to do is put forth just a little bit of effort. Just reach up to get to hold the hand of God. We don't have to hold on to Him. He's got hold of us. Amen. We'll just submit ourselves to Him, realizing the greatness of the gift, and in the names, the blessings of God Almighty, that we might receive this time of year the peace of God at this Christmas season, when Christ our Savior come to earth to live, to love, to bleed and die, and to rise again, and praise God, with victory over death and the grave, so that we could come together like this and just shout it out all the way to the house, thanking God for His goodness, His mercy, and His love. Amen. We're fixing to celebrate Christmas at the end of this coming week, or the end of this week, on Friday. Boy, we ought to thank God for the greatness of the gift that we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. Without it, we'd have nothing to be thankful for. We'd be miserable people without the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm glad we have a hope and a confidence today in Him. Praise God. It's far beyond anything this world has to offer. Amen. It'll overcome hearts. It'll give us victory in Christ our Lord. Amen. Number one, we need to know how to be saved. We need to be saved. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Believe the Word. Believe Jesus died for your sins according to the Scriptures, because God said so. And he was buried. Amen. Because God said so. We know it. And that he rose again on that third day, victorious over death and grave. Why? Because God said so. And we know it. Amen. And when we believe it, God Almighty begins to run in our heart. Praise God. And we realize the greatness of the gift that Christ Jesus gave us. Amen. On that first Christmas morn. Praise God. When you think about Christmas this year, when you gather together, I know it's going to be peculiar and odd, and we're not gathering together a lot of folks like we usually do. But realize realize it that morning, that day, that evening, whatever time it is, that God Almighty has His hand still stretched out still to you and me. Amen. Wanting to draw us together and help us reach up, take that hand and say, Lord, I just need you to help me and just show my people how great a gift we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. Greatest gift that was ever given to mankind, amen, was the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen.